It is the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. We're visiting with Chad Skank from Georgetown, Minnesota. And Chad, the rep here, give us an idea, first of all, some of the conditions. How did we start out this season?
The spring started out kind of slow, but then it went pretty fast. We got warm and dry. Corn went in pretty good, pretty fast. Beans also went in at a fast pace. We were dry for the most part. Got some decent rains in spots. Some spots stayed really dry in the springtime, early summer. And then throughout the summer, just were pretty warm and dry. And we're ahead on GDUs, and corn looks really good.
How far ahead are we on the heat units?
200 to 300 units ahead of average, five-year average.
So it looks like we got some rain here overnight, huh?
Yes. The fields are wet. Hopefully the rain will benefit some of the later maturing beans and the corn. It should help fill and test weight. The early maturing beans, I think, are far enough along that they're not going to benefit from the rain.
Some of the fields we saw, soybeans, look like there's still plenty of green. We got a little ways to go there.
Yes, I think some of the later maturing beans are still plenty green. They should be green probably for a few more weeks before they started to turn. So,
how close do you think we are to harvest?
I think there's some beans that probably would be combined, you know, by the end of next week. I think they're really drought stressed.
Yeah. Boy, things are going fast, aren't they?
They are moving along really fast, yeah. The hot, dry weather we've had for the last 3-4 weeks really pushed a lot of these beans, you know, especially on the beet ground.
What's the year been like for weed control?
Weed control, some fields are really good. Liberty worked really well this year with the humidity and I think the overall moisture that we've had that we didn't have last year. So Liberty's worked pretty good. The Extend system worked pretty good, but there still are some weedy fields. Ragweeds are getting tough to control. Water hemp's are really hard to control.
Yeah, it seems like we're seeing a lot of water hemp across the region.
Yeah, water hemp's are everywhere. I mean, people are putting lay-bys down in the springtime and with their application of a Roundup or Extend, and they're still getting through some of that.
So, disease pressure?
Not seeing much disease. There's some gosses. See gosses quite a bit on some corn, but everything else. I see a little bit of white mold in the beans, but not too bad.
Chad, tell me about your business. How long you've been in operation here at Georgetown?
I started in the fall of 2011, so spring of 2012 was my first year. Came from the local elevator, and yeah, I just sell a lot of beans and corn.
Looks like you got a pretty good footprint in this territory.
Yes, yeah, we've done very well in this territory. Beans and corn have performed very well.
That's a prime country. Good to have a chance to visit with you.
All right, thank you very much.
Chad Skank with us from Pioneer. It is the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer.